The latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to sell memberships to your podcast audience. There's a new free podcast host in town. Newsletter service Substack is now allowing creators to host paid and free podcasts. There's no cost to host a free one. We've added Substack to our podcast hosts page. A new audio app for children has removed podcasts from its paid service, we can exclusively reveal today, after podcast creators complained they'd been added there without consent. We look into it in more detail and ask, can you help yourself to free podcasts for your audio app? Caproni is a new podcast host from Puerto Rico. It's part of the Parallel 18 Accelerator program. Happy 20th birthday, podcasting. Dave Weiner describes the birth of podcasting 20 years ago this month, a meeting with Adam Curry in an unnamed hotel in Midtown, New York City. Podtrac has released their listing of top new US podcasts of 2020 based on average downloads per episode. Nice White Parents is the number one, but 10 shows are from Wondery and 7 are from iHeartRadio. Thursdays are the biggest day for podcast downloads. That's according to data released by the Australian Podcast Ranker. And the most popular podcast genre in Australia is repurposed radio shows. That's according to the Ranker, which is incomplete, but among the participating publishers are all 6 major Australian commercial radio companies, which might be the reason. Are podcasts becoming the new medium of misinformation? An article from The Guardian claims that while social networks are clamping down on dangerous content, podcasting is giving it a largely unmoderated platform. As of last week, Apple has a new requirement for privacy information for all apps on the App Store. We're curious to know how that's going to work for podcast apps, given apps don't always know where listener data is going. Apple Music is now available on Google Assistant speakers, another example of Apple being comfortable for its services to be consumed on non-Apple hardware. We're wondering how that Android Apple Podcasts app is coming along. I mean, it must be in the works, right? Spotify is to allow you to play your own music tracks on Android. It already supports this on desktop. YouTube Music allows you to store your own tracks in the cloud. Tom Webster, in his weekly newsletter, asks us to respect our listeners' ears. And a new podcast network has launched in North Texas, focusing on esports. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. The new podcast namespace is now in almost 100,000 feeds across 7 different hosting platforms, with 2 more hosting companies currently committing developer time to implementing it. Do you wish your listeners would just slow down for a minute? There's a new proposal for the podcast namespace chapters format to include an optional speed suggestion within a chapter, a way for podcast apps which allow faster playback speeds to slow down to normal speed during certain segments like intro and outro music, so as not to make them sound rubbish. AntennaPod now integrates with Podcast Index as a search provider. The proposed location tag in the podcast namespace has undergone significant revision over the past couple of weeks, and now it says here has broader consensus toward adoption. Woohoo! And Benjamin Bellamy wrote an article about how to record a podcast with multiple remote guests using Linux. We'll link to that today from our show notes and our newsletter.
John and I and the show are, as of the end of the year, not going to be on Earwolf anymore. We love Earwolf.
They have given us the figure that it would and it's like, that's not going to happen. And so what makes sense, I think, for everybody at this point is that we stay friends, but we don't stay.
No more, yeah.
We're not. We're going to leave Earwolf.
Kevin Bartlett, senior producer at Earwolf, announcing that he and his podcast Hollywood Handbook will be leaving Earwolf in January. A day later, the pro version will remain with Stitcher Premium. Yo, Is This Racist is also to leave Earwolf. And one of the hosts of Happy Face, Lauren Bright Pacheco, has been signed by Hollywood talent agency CAA. This update from Pod News is thanks to Memberful. If you've ever wanted to make money from your podcast, Memberful allows you to sell memberships to your audience and give them access to a members-only podcast. It's the best type of revenue because it's recurring revenue and it helps you sustain your creativity. And Memberful works with your existing podcast hosting, so you don't need to change your workflow either. You can find out more at memberful.com. That's memberful.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.